Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Suzanne Colucci, and here are today's top local stories. Residents living in one Bronx apartment have had it. They say they've been living in dangerous, deplorable conditions for years. This morning, they're opening their doors to the public to expose what it's like inside.
After months of dealing with mold and leaking ceilings, Mercedes Escoteau says she's now dealing with a bedbug infestation inside of 1187 Anderson Avenue. And she's not the only one. Residents are so unhappy, they're coming outside to rally.
It's horrendous. They've been biting the children. They've been biting the cats.
They say they've tried to reach out to their landlord, Progress Property Management, time and time again.
We told this man, the owner, 2 weeks ago about the situation, and he did nothing.
They say things have gotten so bad they feel safer outside rather than inside of their own homes. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
The NYPD is looking for a group of armed robbers who stole some $36,000 worth of jewelry in the Bronx. Police say the crew first attacked in May on Ogden Avenue in Highbridge, where a man was hit in the head with a gun, then robbed of four necklaces worth about $20,000. Later in June, they held up two more men at gunpoint on White Plains Road and Summit Avenue in Soundview, making off with more necklaces, rings, and a bracelet. You can see their photos now on the Crime Stoppers X page. People who live and work near Grand Concourse say the MTA getting rid of bus stops near Burnside Avenue has made things a lot more dangerous. They want them back.
Terrifying is the word Councilmember Piorina Sanchez uses to describe crossing the Grand Concourse. It's a 10-lane road.
Especially if you know that you can't react quickly if, you know, a car doesn't see you.
The MTA got rid of the Burnside bus stops as part of a redesign. It says has made bus speeds faster.
It just does not make sense for the MTA to ignore that the community has accessibility concerns, that the community has safety concerns.
The MTA says restoring the old stops would require removing another stop and removing the trees that were planted where the old stops were. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And we have reached out to the MTA for comment. The 4th of July air show at Jones Beach might have been beautiful, but a couple of boaters say it could cost them thousands of dollars.
Boat owner Joel Fromkin takes pride in ownership and says he does not know how to get out what seems like the forever dots and stains of red on the white seats of his newer boat.
It is upsetting. It is frustrating because I've tried many products to get it out.
Joel and others on social media believe the stains came from the Four Leaf Air Show when the planes above sprayed colorful smoke into the air.
If I find something that works, I'd be thrilled. Until then, it's upsetting that I have to deal with this.
The spokesperson from the state parks, which ran the show, says they are actively investigating the situation. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
With the 25th anniversary of the September 11th attacks just months away, lawmakers in New York and New Jersey are pushing to keep the longtime head of the World Trade Center Health Program in place. They want Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to reappoint Dr. John Howard to another six-year term before his current one expires in November. In their letter, led by Representative Andrew Garbarino and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, they say Howard has earned the trust of the 9/11 community in his over two-decade run. World Trade Center Health provides medical screenings and treatment for more than 140,000 first responders, recovery workers, and survivors exposed to toxic dust after the attacks. Police are on the hunt today for the person behind a deadly subway stabbing in Brooklyn.
He was stabbed in the back on the staircase. That's what police say happened to the victim here at the Sutter Avenue and Rutland Road station.
I hope for their safety. I hope for their mentality. I hope they're a lot more cautious of where they're walking.
That's Isaiah's message to the victim. He's alive and stable at Brookdale Hospital. Now, Michael was born and raised in this neighborhood and says,
crime, if you compare it to the 90s, is a lot better than what it was. It still needs some improvements.
He says police do patrol the area often, though.
Yeah, but they're young. They're not really, you know, half of them be on their phones. I don't mean no disrespect. If they're not aware,
then he believes things like this happen. But his advice?
Yeah, keep your head on a swivel. Be mindful of your surroundings.
Police say they're still looking for the attacker. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brownsville.
A 17-year-old was shot in Mastic on Long Island. Suffolk police say it happened just after 7 o'clock last night after an altercation in the backyard of a home on Neptune Avenue. The teen was taken to a hospital with serious injuries. So far, no word on what led up to the shooting or the whereabouts or identity of the gunman.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.